All right, happy afternoon, everybody. Friday afternoon, which is the best day of the week, with the exception of Saturday and Sunday, right? So you've got the Hero Card Hour here on KERB 1230 AM radio. I'm the host of the show, Lou McCoy. The show airs every Friday from 2 to 3, and I'm in the studio with producer Glenn Taylor. Glenn, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you, Lou?
Well, I'm good. I'm really good.
Yeah, it's a good day. It's Inauguration Day. Yeah, well, happy Inauguration Day to you.
Is that an official? Is that like a holiday?
People have been saying that all day. I thought I'd never heard that. I think a lot of people are elated about today.
Well, yeah, and some aren't, apparently. I got to be honest. I've not watched a lick of it. I don't know if that makes me a bad American, but the Hero Card business keeps me hopping, and so I've just had my head down today and working. And
hey man, I'd say
up. That's
all American.
Well, there you go. That's
gotta
right.
Work, right.
You gotta work. Gotta work. Yeah. So I figure I can see all the replays I want, catch all the from YouTube to Facebook. It's probably out there on social media, and I can see the speech. Did you get to see it?
Some of it, yeah.
Okay.
We had it up on the live feed here.
Okay.
on C-SPAN, and it really made me feel good. He's not a politician, and he didn't sound like a politician.
Okay.
And so, to me, that's positive right there.
That's win-win. Refreshing. You
yeah.
bet. Yeah. Yeah. And as a disclaimer, I'm not a radio DJ. So, there you go.
Hey, man, you're on your way.
What do you think? I think this is episode 20 of the Hero Card Hour. So
wow.
Maybe by episode 26, which would be midpoint of the year, I'll be polished. That ain't happening.
You'd be howling like the wolf man.
There you go. Absolutely. So, it's an exciting day. It's been a good week. And, I'm just shocked at the fact it's 75 degrees today in Kerrville, or maybe hotter.
I know it. It is like spring.
It's the only place in America that you can experience all four seasons in 1 week, right? Something
Boy,
like that.
Howdy.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Yeah.
If you don't like the weather in Texas, wait a minute, it'll change.
Well, when I lived in North Texas up in the Dallas area, that saying was around, but it really wasn't quite as applicable as it is here. I've never experienced anything like it.
Very
so.
Apropos. Yeah.
Apropos. There's a good word. May have to mow the yard this weekend.
I know that's the bad part. You know, that's
in January,
the bad part of
be
it,
mowing.
But,
yeah,
but yeah, I enjoyed it. I got it. Of course, I have a black car. I parked it in the sun.
Okay.
And man, I'll tell you, I went and got me a hamburger and came back around. It wasn't until I got back here that the car was actually starting to cool off. That's how hot
yeah.
it is.
Well, yeah. I had the heater on earlier in the week and had the air conditioning on today. Same within the house, you know.
Just it's crazy.
It's nuts.
Yeah,
it's
is.
Nuts, but it's all right. Not complaining. Wouldn't choose to live anywhere else.
No, heck no. Love our hill country.
It's pretty great. Absolutely. Well, so Glenn, I've not seen you since we haven't talked football, but we're going to talk football.
Yeah.
Because I know we're both disappointed today.
Very disappointed. But I look at the silver lining and I think, all right,
And we're talking Cowboys, just if y'all hadn't listened to the show.
Right.
Yeah, it's all about Cowboys for us.
Yes, and boy, we sure do have a promising team.
We
as
do.
As hard as that loss was. You got to look at that silver lining, man, because it's our future is so bright, I got to wear shades.
There you go. Well, it was a great game. If you just like football in general, if you weren't rooting for either team, it was a great game.
Oh, what a battle.
It was a battle, and it came down to the last second, which
it
you
sure
anticipate.
Yeah, yeah, and that's all the great ones do. They usually come down to that the kick or you know, like the immaculate reception, something like that.
Oh, you're dating yourself.
Yes.
That was a great game. Yeah,
oh,
absolutely.
Man, back in the days of the terrible towel and the doomsday defense and all that.
Yeah, and unfortunately, there's a good chance one of those teams that the Steelers going to get to the Super Bowl again, which, you know, I'm not
you
too.
You,
well, I don't know. I'm not a big Patriot fan either, but if I had to pick, I'd take the Patriots over the Steelers. What
That's
about
what
you?
Coach said, and so I'll go with that. I would lean toward you never count Tom Brady out.
He's pretty good.
He's
but,
pretty
you know, Houston, back, Houston gave him some fits for a while.
Yes, Houston was a very being a football fan since the 70s, since I was a little kid.
Right.
Always dreaming of that All-Texas Super Bowl, man. You know, love you, Blue.
Well,
Bum Phillips those days.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know.
The baby Blue back then, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, that was always a dream, and I was telling people, you know, come on, we got to – let's do it. All-Texas Super Bowl, but it wasn't meant to be.
Well, not this year, and – Dallas is going to get there before the Texans do. Texans is going to have to find a quarterback. I'm sorry. He's
yeah.
He just I wasn't very impressed with, what is it, Osweiler, and he just, it was pretty amazing to watch Dak and then watch Osweiler, the difference.
Quite the contrast.
Contrast, you know, and so we're fortunate.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's go Cowboys. Yeah, it's the future's bright. It's going to be fun.
Now, there is one thing I heard the coach again talking about today, because I filled in for Harley on our station.
Oh, you did?
Okay. On the FM, yeah.
Now, the coach being Keller.
Coach Mark Keller.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently Johnny Manziel is saying I don't want to use over here the word that he used. It's a D and then a bag after it. That's what he said he was being. And supposedly he's turned a new leaf. I wish him nothing but the best.
Okay.
But we will see.
Well, yeah, you know? I think time's going to have to prove that right.
And
over
I tell
time.
You what, man, if he is really trying, he better make this one count.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, you know, Americans, we'll give you another chance.
Give you several chances, right?
Really?
So, absolutely.
We love an underdog, but you got to mean it. You know?
You do. And regardless of whether Johnny Football makes a comeback on the football field, he needs to just make a comeback in his life.
Get his life.
Because he can still accomplish a lot of things.
Just,
I figure he could make a living just going around speaking about his Heisman Trophy.
Absolutely.
If anybody wanted him, and they don't want him if he's being a jerk, right?
Heck, he built a stadium in College Station.
He did. He did. So. We'd take him back. Let him. I wish he'd played two more years. I'm an Aggie, so. Enjoyed those 2 years. It's been a little.
That was some entertaining football.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah. You got to love that. That was. I mean, when college football is at that level, there's. I mean, pro is great, but that was some. Some of the best football I've ever watched.
Yeah, he was. Everybody tuned in just see what Johnny would do.
Because he was having fun, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Love it.
Absolutely. Well, I'm a fan, and I wish him the best. And
sure,
I think a lot of people do. Obviously, here in Kerrville, we want to see him succeed. Get it straight, Johnny. You can do it. So, all right. So back to the pro game, real quick. We got all the time today we need. My guest that was coming in had to cancel on us. So if you're tuning in, get ready for Glenn and Lou for an hour. So we'll try to make it entertaining and on point. But we do have a little time, so we can talk. We've got the Falcons and Green Bay. Who's your pick there?
Gotta go with Green Bay. I mean,
because you're a fan, or you think they're better, or
no? I think they're better. I am an Aaron Rodgers. I guess I admire the guy.
Yeah, doggone him.
Yeah, doggone him.
Why do we have to like the guy? Anyway,
it's one of those situations, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where he just, you know, coming in after Favre certainly didn't do this guy any favors, man.
He made
it hard on him, and so he's had to fight, man. And so to see him play at a level he did, and to doggone beat my Cowboys, our Cowboys.
Yep.
You know, I got to believe they're going all the way. I think Green Bay takes the Super Bowl.
Well, I'd be all right with that, but I kind of like this Atlanta bunch too, and that'd be something new. I don't know. Remember the last time Atlanta got to the Super Bowl? It's been a while.
You know, that is a team, and I told Coach this morning, I have not watched them play much. I've seen, you know, what we all see on ESPN, you know, the highlights.
Yeah.
But I hadn't really kept up, and then it's like you turn around, and all of a sudden, man.
They're good. They're good. No, they just pretty much routed Seattle in that game. And Seattle's tough, so I wouldn't count them out. I think it's going
to
be another great game.
That was fun to watch.
Yeah.
Because I'm really not a Seattle. I don't like Seattle.
Well, there you go. Well, then you're a happy guy.
Yeah.
So
if you're a Seattle or a Philadelphia Eagle, I don't have much use for it.
Uh-oh.
So we
just lost a whole 1% of our listening audience out there. So,
Yeah,
not many.
Oh man, I hope not. It's only football.
That's right.
Little locker room talk is.
You know, if they want to come up to the studio, we'll let them have some airtime.
Sure.
Right, there you go. Come on,
open door policy.
We'll argue about it. Absolutely. So, all right. So we played the Olympic theme coming out. So last week. Had the opportunity to have Harley in here at the beginning of the show, and he queued that up, and I got a response from a few people that were listening, because I was for those of you that tune in on a regular basis, we had a superhero song going on as our theme song, and I don't know, I liked it. Apparently, a few people didn't, and now we're just gonna go. We're gonna make the Olympic theme song
it's certainly an attention getter.
It's that, and it kind of goes with the hero card theme, doesn't it?
All right. Absolutely. And you know, leave it up to Harley to make that happen.
Yeah,
he's
a
trendsetter.
Yeah, and he had some ideas on the format of the show, and we're going to kind of work on that over time. So, appreciate his input. So, but we also have some other music. We're going to feature some music as we go throughout this show today. Maybe play a little longer than normal. but anyway, we've got, and this wasn't planned. I submitted a list to you, Glenn, what, 2 or 3 weeks ago, of just music for the next few shows or 10 shows. And just turns out that Ted Nugent is our music today.
Yeah.
Right?
And how about
that's
that?
Pretty appropriate.
Oh, absolutely.
Or as you said, apropos, because if you know Ted Nugent, he's a rocker from the, what, 70s, I guess, 70s and 80s.
From Detroit.
Yeah, yeah. And but he is ultra-conservative.
Oh, man.
And he's here in Texas, I think, right? He lives here?
He is. He has a, I believe around Hunt, Texas, he has some acreage.
Okay.
And so
he may be listening.
He may be.
Ted, if you're listening, hey.
Uncle Ted, man, spirit of the wild.
Come on
baby.
In.
Yes,
yeah.
Please. Door is always open.
Yeah, there you go.
So,
so that he fits in nice with our conservative president that is taking office, right?
Absolutely. And if you just want to call in, where's our phone number? 792. No, that's not it. You can tell I'm never in here. Here we go. 830-792-5378. 830-792-5378. If you're Ted Nugent or
oh, man, come on. And don't fake it. We'll know if you're faking it. Nobody be a prankster.
Yeah,
so,
that's right. We've been around since the set. Yeah. We know Uncle Ted.
You'll have to sing a few lyrics of, well, I don't remember which songs we have going today.
Oh, man, we got some good ones.
Snakeskin Cowboy. You'll have to sing some bars of that. So
you can hear all that good Ted Nugent music on our sister station, KRVL, The Rock of Texas.
There you go. Now, is that your show? Or is that Big G's?
No, that's my
show. That's your show. You're
I'm
the Rock
in
guy.
The afternoons, yes.
Okay.
And Harley's on in the morning. And then over here is where Big G is usually sitting.
Okay.
That's why there's a skull... smatterings all over the board here. So I don't touch too much of this board.
I'm not going there. Big G came in last week, did a great job. He's a country guy. He likes the country stuff. So.
And we've been friends. I tell you, man, it's been a fortunate thing for all of us here. You know, it's kind of like a big family because Harley and I go back over 20 years. Big G and I go back over 10. And, Diane, about the same, about 10 years.
Okay.
So it's a good crew around here.
Nice
and,
people here.
Yeah. Absolutely. I couldn't be happier. I might be somewhere in a big city working and making more money, but I certainly wouldn't be having as much fun as I do here.
That's right. It wouldn't be as stress-free. Right?
Well,
pretty laid
right.
back up here, as you can tell by this show.
That's right.
Right.
There
you
because
go.
I wouldn't trade it for nothing.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Well, before we go to a break, I want to give a the Hero Card program. And the Hero Card program, not the Hero Card Hour, obviously we involve businesses, Glenn, as you know, that partner with us to accept the card. And so maybe you're a business owner out there that's listening, and I want to spend some time later in the show talking about why you might want to partner with us, what the advantages are to taking the card. We have different levels that you can partner depending on what your business needs.
Mm-hmm.
And our highest level of partnership is what we call the super duper hero level. And part of my commitment to those partners is that we will give them a weekly shout out on our show.
All right.
And we honor that commitment. And they're almost like our show sponsors. So I want to always make time to talk about them just a little bit.
A little icing on the cake for them.
Icing on the cake, yeah. And great companies. I mean, all of our partners are great.
Sure.
But I want you to know that I want to mention two or three of those right now. Mr. Gaddy's Pizza is one of them. And they're over in – do you ever go to Mr. Gaddy's over in Fredericksburg, Glenn?
Haven't been in a long time, but I used to live over there. And,
okay.
I'm a big fan of Mr. Gaddy's.
You know, they have a new location out there on Highway 16.
You were telling me, yeah.
Yeah, and amazing store. Amazing store. It is worth, what is that, a 20-minute drive from to get over there. And,
just a little cruise.
Just a short – and now they've – 16 is now a decent road.
Yes.
Last
time I drove it, I had to drive it at night, and it was a pleasure. I used to hate driving it.
Absolutely.
At night.
No, it's safe now. I've got passing lanes out there, and it's much simpler drive. But they have a wonderful offer to our cardholders. They do if you buy a large Supreme pizza, then you get a medium pizza free. Which, now that's a lot of pizza, so don't go buy. Well, you take the medium home, I guess. But the other thing that's so cool about that store. And Glenn, you got to get in there because it's brand new. It's very large. They have different rooms for you know, different groups. If you want to break in, if you've got your sports team, you can be in one section. They've got a section just for kids where they've the TVs and the video games.
Very cool.
Playing. And then in the back, they have an arcade that's just state of the art.
Wow.
I just was floored.
See, so, that I like. I grew a teenager in the 80s.
You're just a kid.
I'm a big kid. I'll play some video games.
Well, I think we all are.
Sure.
Yeah. Now, the problem with me when I go in there is I don't know how to play all those games. You know, I'm looking for the Pac-Man game that I grew up with, right?
You and me so, both, brother.
Or Asteroids, right?
Defender, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So, but great place. So, if you're out this weekend, stop in, see those guys, present your card in advance, tell them what you're doing. They'll be glad to have you. And a lot of what we do with our partners are food type places.
Mm-hmm.
And again, Keys Homemade Brittle, my friend Carrie Barnett, lives over in Hunt, and she creates the greatest peanut brittle. You peanut brittle fan? That's hard for me to say, Glenn.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, so she makes some amazing, just the old regular peanut brittle, and then she makes a jalapeno pecan.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Let's see, that sounds
it's interesting
good.
Sounding. Oh, yeah. You put it in, you got that little spicy, little salty, little sweet. Oh, my gosh. It's a
great combination.
Great combination. It's just delicious. And what a great snack for a Super Bowl party.
Oh,
even though our boys, maybe you're a Packer and you're going to have a party, right?
There are a few Packer fans.
You're not there yet, but everybody gets together for the Super Bowl, so that'd be a great thing.
Sure.
And Carrie, she discounts her, she sells the brittle in a pound bag, and so she does free delivery and a 15% discount here for locals, and then free shipping
That's
if you're
great.
Out. And she needs to send it. So, love Carrie. Mm-hmm. You can try that. She also has a chocolate mocha.
Oh, a peanut brittle.
I need to bring
chocolate?
Some of that in here.
Wow.
We can just sit here and eat it while we're.
I will absolutely suspend my diet. Yes, I will.
Excuse me. Yeah, we'll get some.
And that's all right. You got to reward yourself now and then.
You do. You got to have some fun.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So you're on a. Did you start the year with a new diet?
Well, I've been trying since last year, and what happened was I hurt my foot. And then Christmas came.
Okay.
And I know this sounds, there's people out there going, excuses.
There's always, but seriously, always reasons, yeah. Go ahead.
You know, and I did pretty good. There's a lot of sweets around, a lot of good food around Christmas time at my house, at our house. And so between that and not being very mobile, it kind of set me back a couple of paces. But
sure.
I'm back on track now.
Okay, good.
And looking to lose another 20 by March, I'm hoping.
You working out a little bit, too?
Working out a little bit now. I didn't want to rush my leg back because I think I nearly broke it. I'm lucky I didn't. But I kept re-injuring it, so I thought it...
Yeah, you didn't let it heal.
I didn't let it
heal.
All
the way,
right.
You're a man. You're guilty.
Well,
yeah.
And we don't snap back like we used to, you know, sometimes. But
for sure.
But 2017's looking pretty good.
Good. Well, I don't know where you do your workout, but that's a nice... I don't know if you know another one of our super-duper hero partners is Premier 7 Gym.
Absolutely.
You know Chris and Jency, partners in that business. That's over by Chinatown, and I think it's 727 Hill Country Drive is the address.
Mm-hmm.
But you can find them on the internet. And what's so cool about those guys is Jim's doesn't really do it the right service, because it's more of a Chris will work on you individually for your training.
Okay.
Not just to get you. It's not really about building your abs over there, although that's important.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to work with you to get your body working the way it's supposed to, get everything in line. Because, you know, if you're working out and you're doing it incorrectly or something's wrong, then you just compound the problem, right?
Sure.
And so, amazing. It's worth a visit over there just to see how they're set up with the different bars and straps and things that be a real creative way to work out.
Wow.
So might not even know you're working out. Yeah.
I was going to say, it sounds inviting. You know, you get yourself lined up, you'll be feeling better,
looking
better.
Yeah, absolutely.
What a deal.
Yeah, and Jency does she does yoga and stretching, which is so important. So,
sure. That'd be a little tougher for me. I don't know. But, you know, there again, might surprise yourself.
Well, you know, it's all relative, right? She would start with you at the place where you are physically, right? You may have to work to touch your toes over time, right? And that's fine.
Sure.
And other people, they're just limber and they can do it. But just a great couple. Great couple.
Oh,
and,
absolutely.
Love having them partnered, and they have a great discount for their packages and their stretching and So go see them. So that might be something for you to check out.
Absolutely.
2017 Glenn or
I'll
other
go
listeners.
By and see them.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's three of our super duper heroes. Got a few more to mention later in the show. Why don't we cue up a little Ted Nugent? You want to do that? Take a minute break and let us come back to figure out what we want to talk about next. And again, this is the Hero Card Hour here on KERV 1230 Radio. We'll see you in just a minute. To hear that in, Glenn, a little Hey Baby, Ted Nugent.
He's rocking Uncle Ted, man. Hard to beat.
Yeah, it's fun. I enjoy his music. It's funny. I guess I'm a product of that was the 70s, right?
And absolutely, 70s and 80s. I saw him in the 80s on his Little Miss Dangerous tour. Like when I saw, most of my concerts I saw in the 80s and forward. Folks wouldn't let me out of the house till I was 16. All my friends were going to shows when they were 13. I had to wait a little while. But that show, I remember, it was at the Majestic Theater. And a local band everybody was into at the time called Presence opened up. And then it was King Cobra and then Ted Nugent. And then the next week and a half, I couldn't hear anything. It was that
loud. That's funny.
And it was, it got to the point, I've been to rock and roll shows and I'm going, wow, it's been a week and I'm still just hearing ringing in my ears.
Wow.
It was loud.
Majestic, where? The one in
San Antonio.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good. Well, it's funny. I grew up middle upper class, truthfully, in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Little white bread boy, and somehow got to, enjoy Peter Frampton and Ted Nugent, and that's just and along with Willie Nelson, I was exposed to it all.
That's the beauty of being in Texas.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
I always tell people, in my tape box, in my car.
Okay. Your 8-track tape box.
Well, yes, I did, absolutely. But later on, it was cassettes. But it was Peter Frampton, AC/DC, Hank Williams Jr., and the Eagles.
Yep.
That's just, it just seemed natural to us.
Yeah, it's just what they played.
So. Sure.
Good. A lot of fun. So, Ted hadn't called in yet, so I guess Ted's not listening today. We'll have to get him hooked on the show and let him know we feature his music. So.
Maybe we get somebody to offer him up a hunting lease for a weekend or something.
There you go.
Get him an exotic hunt. Entice Ted Nugent to come on the air with us on the Hero Card.
Well, that'd be fun.
We'll see what
we can
do.
Yeah. If you've got a ranch and want to do that, let us know. Call us. I have a giveaway I want to do.
All right.
So yesterday I was working with Bobby Burris, my rep here in Kerrville, and we were talking with Playhouse 2000, the Callow Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And great. I don't know if you attend any of their shows. You probably do, being in the industry, get exposed to a lot of different things.
But, oh, sure.
This weekend they've got a show coming on called Harpeth Rising.
I'm familiar.
You're familiar with them. Have you heard their music?
Absolutely. It's real interesting.
Yeah.
They do some Beatles, and they do some originals, and they do a great rendition of Stairway to Heaven.
Cool.
With a banjo, a cello.
A banjo, yeah. He mentioned the banjo,
and
the cello.
And a fiddle.
Okay. Well, Jeffrey is the manager over there, the director, and he said if you've never been to a show, this would be a great one to catch because he was so high on them. And,
it's really got that interest factor.
Yeah, yeah. You know? So.
And the cool factor as well, I would say.
Good. Well, so great. I'm glad you've heard them. You've heard them. And so I want to give away a couple of tickets, but here's the catch. Have to be your first time going to the Calo.
Okay.
Because he wants to find new customers, right, and expose new people to the theater over there and the different performances. So if you are a first-time Calo participant and you would like to go see Harpeth Rising,
mm-hmm.
give us a call, and I'm going to give you two tickets to the show. It's tomorrow night. I believe it starts at 7 or 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
And, Glenn, why don't you give out the number again because it's behind me here. So.
Okay, give us a call. I guess first person.
First person to call, yeah.
Okay, 830-792-5378, 830-792-5378.
Perfect. Call us, and I'll be glad to give you some tickets. That'd be fun.
Yeah, get out of the house. Take Mama out for a change.
Oh, wow. You'd be a hero.
There you go.
Absolutely, there you go. Be fun. So, all right, a little hero card business now. Let's see. How long do we have, Glenn, before we're going to take the break for?
Just about a minute, yeah. So.
All right. Well, here's what we'll do. We'll take the break here in a minute for news and weather, and then when we come back, I want to talk specifically to everybody, but if you're a business owner, I want to tell you why you might want to partner with us and what that how we benefit businesses for participating in the program. So, we'll cover that, and then we'll talk a little bit about some of the newest businesses that we've added, and we'll talk about how you get your card and the fundraisers that are going on. And so we've got plenty to talk about. So
sounds good.
Are we ready for a break? Is it about
that
time?
I think we better take a break. We've got SRN News coming up along with weather with Dr. Doppler.
Sweet.
You're listening to the Hero Card Show. All right, welcome back to the Hero Card Hour, and I'm Lou McCoy, the illustrious host. There you go. You're the guy.
Isn't that funny? Hey, a couple of quick shout-outs. I always want to recognize my mom, who is a loyal listener. Hi, Mom. Hope you're doing well today. And I know you've enjoyed you've texted me a little bit about the inauguration, so I think you're pleased with the outcome. That's good for you. I also have a good friend that listens over – she listens to the podcast.
Oh, okay.
And she's loyal about that, so I'm going to go ahead and reach out to my friend Kathy, who
all right.
over in Austin.
Hey,
so
Kathy. Hey, Mom.
Yeah, so Kathy, when you hear this, you'll know I was thinking about you. And then I've got another guy that tells me he just always seems to be in his truck from 2 to 3, so he hears the show, which is fun. Francisco. So I hope you're listening today, bud.
Hey, what's up, Francisco?
Yeah, great friend of mine. One of the nicest men you'd ever meet.
Cool.
Francisco Molina.
All
you know
right.
him? You need to know him. I'll introduce you someday.
Have to come by.
There
come
you go.
On by and say hello.
Yeah, come in the studio sometime. Yeah. All right, so let's do a little hero card business. I want to talk specifically about why a business would partner with us, what the advantages would be, and then talk about, not in total detail, but a little bit about how what's included in our packages.
Okay.
Because I think hopefully you're listening. If you're listening, maybe we'll eventually be calling on you, and it might save us some time. I heard you guys on the radio. So there's really three things, Glenn, that a business would gain from partnering with us.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And if you don't have a customer loyalty program, is so important for a business. A lot of businesses will do these little punch cards, right? Once you buy 10 sandwiches or
you get one free,
right?
Yeah.
And the punch card's cool, but the problem, and I have several of those on my desk, that I fail to have with me, when, right? When I go back And that's fine. They'll give you another one, right? And then you can take them all in. But that's a little inconvenient for the customer.
It
right?
is.
To have to keep up with those things. And so there's the simplicity of the hero card, that it's one card that you carry around with you all the time, because you're not just using it in one location. You're using it all across town and in different towns, right?
Got to keep it handy.
Yeah. So it's kind of something that the customer keeps with them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a goodwill factor into the community. I think, especially in a small town, you get to give back to your patrons, right?
Sure.
Give them a discount. And one of the things that's really cool, I think, about the hero card is no one business has to carry the value of the card. Let me explain that, right? So if you only had one business participating, and the cards are $25 to the consumer, and so if you only had one business, then that business would have to justify why I'd buy a card for $25, right?
Sure.
But the fact we have hundreds of businesses participating, as the business participates, they don't have to give away the farm.
Oh, yeah. You can gain back the price of the card.
Yeah, but over multiple businesses, right?
Yes.
You don't have to get it all in one place. So
Absolutely.
That makes it really nice for any business. When I talk to a business owner, Glenn, I'm looking for, okay, what day do you need to – what would be important? What day do you need to drive traffic? Maybe you have a day that's Mondays are quiet, right?
Uh-huh.
So maybe you just offer the discount on Mondays.
There you
Makes
go.
Sense. So it's not an across-the-board package. The merchants that participate, our business partners, they get to pick their discount. And so obviously it needs to be take MG building materials.
Love MG.
Okay, right? So there are things in that store that they can't offer a 10% discount on.
Okay.
Because they lose money, right? We don't want them to lose money
on
those items. So those things are excluded from the offer. And so they target things where they have margins to give away discounts. Make sense?
Sure.
So there's goodwill that you're giving back. And then, and I briefly mentioned it, but there's also the benefit of, and what we want to do at the Hero Card is drive traffic, increase customers.
That's it.
Right? So you look at your business, you say, well, what's the value of a new customer? Right? I can't judge that for you, but everybody wants. There are very few businesses that say, I got all the customers I want, right?
Yeah, no, I never hear that.
No, I we can always make room for a new customer.
Sure.
So we work to drive traffic to the business, and there's really six ways that we do that. I just want to mention those. We have a website that's it's a high-traffic website, and the reason it is high traffic is people go there to find out who our partners are.
Okay.
So you can, Glenn, you can go on the website and you can look around and you can go to a tab that says get discounts, right?
Sure.
And you can do a search for a particular industry. If you're looking for food, you can do that. If you're looking for service or automobiles, those kinds of things, right? You can narrow it down.
You can choose to use the one who are listed on the Hero Card website.
There you go.
And save money that way.
There you go. So you're looking at the website. Our traffic counts anywhere from 500 to 700 a month. And that's pretty good starting where we are today.
Pretty doggone good.
That's good. So you have a listing. If you partner with us, you're on the website. Your offer is there. So that's one way that we promote you. We do print media, and we use the Hill Country Visitor's Guide magazine currently. That's been going on for a long time. People pick that up all over town at Walmart and HEB, at local businesses have those magazines. Gibson's carries the magazine. So in there, each business that partners with us is listed.
Okay.
So that's easy. Email marketing. So we have, I just completed sending out an email, Glenn, of when I bought the business, I inherited a list of emails. Didn't know how many were accurate, right? But
right.
I sent out just literally in the immediate area.
Mm-hmm.
So this would include Center Point, Ingram, Hunt, Kerrville, Fredericksburg, Comfort. Right.
Okay.
2,600 emails.
Pretty good.
That's pretty good,
email,
right?
Yeah.
300 of them bounced, something like that. That meant the address wasn't accurate any longer. I think I had 38 that opted out of getting our email. So today I'm sitting with over 2,200 emails of people that said, "Hey, yeah, send us emails."
That's
right?
Pretty good.
And so when we send out emails, that we're not sending out spam and all that. We're just sending out information to our members about, hey, this business just partnered with us, right?
Right.
Here's their discount. Here's a reminder about some of the other partners that we already have.
Wow.
And so, phenomenal way to touch people. We had about a 30% view rate on that last one I sent out. That's way past 8% norm.
Right. No, I was going to say, that's phenomenal.
It is. No, I was really pleased. So excited about that. So we promote you through email marketing. Social media, obviously very, very big. We are Facebook. We have the Hero Card Facebook page and the Hero Card Instagram. Those are the two platforms we're using.
Sure.
And so we post our businesses on there. We introduce them on there. And we're about to launch a contest for people that use the card if they will this isn't formal yet, but let's say, Glenn, you use your card at Gibson's, and you send us a post that says, hey, I just saved 10% at Gibson's.
Okay.
And if that's tagged to the Hero Card site, at the end of the year, we're probably going to do a pretty nice giveaway based on some kind of contest on that.
Well, so that's fun.
It is fun. Yeah, we try to have fun. You know, when I bought this business, it was all about having some fun.
So there you go. Yeah. I mean, and what a great way to promote your business. Plus, you got the radio show.
Yeah, that's right. And that's a big one. And
absolutely.
So this time is devoted to our partners, although we feature some music and some talk about football. And, heck, it's my time. We'll just have some fun with it, right?
So there you go. Variety is the spice of life.
It's the spice of life. Yeah. Absolutely. And then word of mouth, of course. That is the number one, right? We always like to refer or go to places that have been referred to us.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and so we have a team of Hero Card people, fans, and friends that are talking about the program, talking about the card, and talking to businesses. So, really, what we tried to build there was a package of a bundle, so to speak, of marketing. Right?
Yes. And coming at it from
a lot of different ways. Right? Because advertising, you and I've talked about it. It's hard to judge. It's a little bit like smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's hard to get a handle on.
Sure.
Where is it working? Is it not? But so we felt like if we just put all that together, that would be a great platform. And so the way our business partners, so I said we had the super duper hero, right?
Yeah,
and et cetera. And so, and then the superhero, and then our other level is just the hero. And they're all great. They're all great.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's no hidden thing here. This is all on the website. You can see what these packages cost. I don't mind telling you now, the hero is $300 a year.
That's not bad at all.
Not bad. The superhero, $600. And then the super duper's $1,200 a year.
I mean, think about this, because I'm a fisherman.
Okay.
And I will tell you that the more lines you have in the water, the better chance you're going to catch more
fish. Exactly right.
So that's kind of the way I would look at this.
And you got to have a line in the water.
You got to have
You have
a line.
To, yeah. And of course, most business owners are familiar with advertising, and it's expensive. It's crazy. I've been shocked with what some people have told me they spend for different things.
So, Hero Card has a lot of bang for the buck.
I think so. That's exactly right. And
sure.
So depending on where your business is, so the difference is at $1,200 versus $300, you're just getting more of the things I just mentioned, more email promotion.
Mm-hmm.
We also, there's in the magazine that we have, the Hill Country Visitor's Guide, everybody gets a line item listing, but the superhero and the super duper hero actually get an ad.
An
eighth of a page or a 16th of a page ad.
And let me tell you something. Yeah. Those are expensive.
They are expensive.
I mean,
everything's expensive. I'm sorry.
It is. But again, you know, this is quite a value, and it works.
I believe that. And we've had great success at all levels. And
sure.
So that, again, but it's based on what your business needs. And, you know, certain Gibson's doesn't need the super duper hero. Everybody knows about Gibson.
Right.
So they just need to be in the program, and so the $300 fits them. So I just want to be clear. I think we've got a great value proposition, like you said, and we're working really hard to under-promise and over-deliver.
That's the way to
right?
do it.
That's the way to do
sure.
it. And so there you go. That's kind of the Hero Card business partner platform. Right there.
Okay.
Makes sense? Any questions on that?
Makes sense.
Did I cover that pretty well?
I thought that was pretty well covered.
What I was going to say.
And easy to understand, you know?
Well, and that's the other thing. We wanted to keep it really simple. This is not this is designed to be fun. This is not a life or death thing.
No.
You know, I didn't want to price it so high that we had to give you some real facts about how many people are listening to the radio or seeing the eyeballs on the page, you know, for $300, $600, $1,200. It's
pretty, and it, you know, and that keeps it a neighborly type thing, too. That's, you know,
right.
Gives it, you know, the local feel. I mean,
yep.
We're all Hill Country folks,
and
we're working together.
That's it. And the other cool thing, the gentleman I bought the business from, he had the hero comes from supporting heroes. And he was doing a lot with veterans, which we're still doing. And we've expanded our program. I Glenn, you've just taken over from Becca, but we talked about this a lot in the beginning, that we would support fire, police, EMT. A hero to us could be a single parent that's out there doing something. It could be a teacher. It's just people that are doing great things in the community, right?
That's awesome.
We set aside money for them, a dollar amount from the, for example, if you're a super duper hero business partner, $25 goes into our fund out of your $1,200.
Wow.
Yeah, and then it declines down to, I think it's $5 at the hero level.
But it all adds up.
It all adds up, and that fund today is sitting fairly high. We give 25 cents out of every card purchase.
Okay.
To that fund, and so that's growing. Again, I just started the business, repositioned it back in October, and this time in October of 2018, there'll be a significant amount of money in there.
It'll be awarded.
Yep. Huh? Yep. We're gonna let it get. I can already tell you, I'm gonna give $500. The Hero Card's gonna give $500 to the firemen.
All right.
Specifically for victims of burn. Home fires.
Awesome.
Because they're dislocated a lot of times.
Sure.
And we had Chris Lee, the fire marshal, on, and he told me about that. I'm like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to commit that to you for sure.
That's all right, man.
Yeah.
Very good.
And then we'll do a variety of other things to be determined at this point. But, again, we want to give back, so...
There's yet another reason to get your business involved in the Hero Card. It's about community.
It's about community. That's what we want to do.
We love it.
It's a lot of fun. It's good stuff. So should we take another break at this point, Glenn, or do you want me to keep rattling?
Yeah, we can take a little breather if you want. Get a little sip of coffee in here. We got about 9 minutes left in the show.
Yeah, this thing's flying. All right, so let's do this. Let's take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about where you can get a card. And I got a couple more shout-outs, and then we'll wrap it up for the day. So Hero Card Hour, KERV, 1230 AM radio. We'll be right back. All right, so that was a quick break, and we just realized we're going to be out of time here shortly, so we won't overplay the music. But I want to go back now to a couple of our super duper hero partners, and
all right.
One is Sprinkler Smart, and this is Chris Scruggs and his partner Travis. Travis' last name is Fluhop, which is a cool name, anyway. But they do more than sprinklers. Obviously, they do sprinkler and irrigation. But they are also doing almost anything associated with your landscape. So they'll build walls. If you need a retaining wall, uh-huh. they're actually going to be at my house Monday chopping down a tree.
Really?
A dead tree that I've got. And
so I bet they would eradicate bamboo then, too. Huh?
Yeah, do you have some bamboo?
I do.
All right, so I'll give you this
number. Take it down.
Write it down. So these guys are awesome, and they give a great discount, 10% on any service that they do, which is just fantastic. So 830-496-1680. Give them a call. My good friend Angela Major, we're back to the health and fitness. Angela is a health coach.
Oh.
And so check out her website, angelamajor.com. And her business is Major Weight Loss, and no diets and no exercise. This is all about it's about watching your diet, right? Making subtle changes, Glenn, as you know, right? It can be as simple as just drinking more water, right,
sure.
To start, and getting more sleep, limiting stress. Anyway, she's awesome. I've worked with her. She's a good friend now, and she's a registered nurse. Now, that's so huge, right, because she's not guessing how the
she
body
knows
works.
What she's talking about.
Yeah, she knows.
No flim-flam person here.
She's got credentials, so... check her out on her website, and you can reach her through there, and she's awesome. This time of year, a lot of people still working on their health insurance
mm-hmm.
for the year and other insurance, and our good friend Todd Peter at Benefit Solutions here in town. He's amazing. He not only will do individual health insurance, but he'll also do group plans for businesses up to, I believe it's up to 250 employees.
Wow, fantastic.
Talks fascinating. We've had him on the show, and, man, he knows his stuff. He's a, I need to have him back on. He's a very entertaining guy.
Yeah,
and,
all right.
I think he's probably excited about some of the changes that will happen down the line with his new administration. At least that's the plan. So,
yes.
Benefit Solutions, you can reach Todd at 896-3727. Of course, that's 830 here. So that's our super-duper partners. At this point, I want to talk briefly and quickly about something that might be fun for a Super Bowl party coming up.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, we have Cypress Girl Photography.
Okay.
Now, so that's cool by itself because she does all the standard photography stuff, but she also has a photo booth.
Oh, okay.
So, you know the ones at the arcades where you pop a dollar in there and you get four pictures and all that. So she has something like that, a little more high tech, and she rents that photo booth.
Well, how cool is that?
So if you're having a party and you want to do something different, right? There you go. That'd be a novel idea. And
Your guests will never forget it.
That's right.
That's very cool. And leave with a memento, you know?
Exactly.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's
Cypress Girl Photography. You find her on our website. Her name is Jenny, and she's also on Facebook. That's another, again, depending on your how you reach out to find things. But her number is 928-5415. She's in Fredericksburg, but she will take that photo booth anywhere within reasonable distance. So give her a call. That's cool. Newest businesses that are partnered with us. We've got quite a bit going on in Fredericksburg. We have Floors to Go, which is an incredible flooring store. It's probably one of the bigger flooring stores in the Hill Country.
Really?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just amazing. So if you need flooring from tile to the – I can't do it justice, but, again, a great website. It's Your Floors and More is the business, and then Floors to Go is the franchise that's a part of that.
Well, so you can hop on their website and find out all about it.
There you go. Absolutely. Yeah. Cranky Frank's in Fredericksburg is a partner. Food is easy.
Yes,
right. Food works really
especially
well.
Especially when it's really good food.
Really good food. Another business that's partnered with us is the Inside Story in Fredericksburg as well. She does a great discount on she's a Wednesday. So here's the thing. Perfect. She needs business on Wednesdays.
Okay.
It's just a soft day. So that's her discount day. And she gives a nice discount. It's like 15% off on paint. If you're looking to paint, that's a good savings.
Yes, paint can get expensive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially if you haven't painted in a while, those walls get dry, and man, they soak it up.
They do, and I just love painting. Every painting project I ever start is fun about the first 2 hours.
Yeah.
Right? Am I right? You see the change, and you know it's going to look good, and then you got three other walls and a ceiling and all the trim, and you're like, oh, boy.
It'll wear you out.
Should have hired somebody. So, anyway, that's awesome. In fact, I'm going to go see her. I'm having some work done right now on the soffit and the eaves on my house, the fascia.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And so it's got to be painted.
Got to paint that,
On Wednesday, I'll go buy all my paint from the Inside Story.
All right, because you get the hero card price.
15% discount.
Man.
Yeah. I'm not opposed to using my card. Trust me.
No, heck no.
Absolutely.
You're like, what is that guy, Side Spurling? You not only own the company, but you're a customer.
I'm a consumer.
There you go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's pretty fun. In fact, I'll share a story one of these days about the ladies at Gibson making me show the card even after they knew I owned the business. And that's what I said. That's okay. You make everybody show the card. That's good stuff.
There you go. Yeah, one rule for everybody.
That's right. And I'm included. I don't have a problem with that. So how do you get a card? This is we'll kind of close with this. You can buy them online. That's easy. But if you're not an online person, I get it. That's fine. You may just want to walk up to a certain location and get it. But back to the online, you can get them there. They're mailed out to you within 2 or 3 days. You can pay for it there. That's easy. Gibson sells the card. Kerrville Health Food, one of our partners, sells the card. You can get them there. Let's see. I'm leaving somebody out. Well, right now, the best place, the place I'd love to see you get one is the YMCA.
Oh, okay.
Now, they're doing it as a fundraiser, so they get half the proceeds.
Wow, what a great deal.
Isn't that great? Yeah. And we're going to talk in the next program about why somebody would fundraise using this card. I believe we have the best platform out there for fundraising.
Awesome.
Yeah, and so we'll cover that as well. But this weekend you could get one at the YMCA. They're over there. They sell them at their basketball games. that are going on at the different schools. So,
great.
Or you can call me, and I'd be glad to meet you and give you a card. My number is 830-370-6836.
All right.
And I probably should leave some here at the station, let you guys, in case somebody walks in here.
Absolutely. If anybody wants to come by the station and pick it up,
there you go.
I'm generally here.
Okay.
So
good.
Just find Glenn and you'll find the hero card.
Yeah. Well, we didn't get Ted Nugent's call today, Glenn. We didn't get a winner
We'll work on it.
Yeah, but we'll keep working on that. And Officer Treviso, if you're listening, thank you for being a guest last week.
He sounded really great.
He's awesome. Yeah,
absolutely.
There's a tumbler here for you, buddy, and the card that I promised, so you can pick that up at the station. Glenn, anything else?
I think we're wrapped up. We got about 20 seconds.
Well, that's all we need. All right, so listen, thanks everybody for listening today. I hope you have a great weekend. Enjoy the beautiful weather. Thanks for listening to the show. This is the Hero Card Hour, KERB 1230 AM radio, every Friday 2 to 3.